This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans.
It's the E-Square Podcast.
Got on you.
No, landlord got the groupies for
He got the groupies.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. I don't know. Do you got groupies? Low key? No. Hell no. He's like, don't ask me that question.
Nah, for real. Yeah, that's the only question we ain't
know. Okay, that's the only thing off limits.
Yeah, I got a lot of female support. And we love them.
See, that's a very political way to put it.
Yeah.
We good to go? We live? Oh, shit. E-Square Podcast. Yo, we got Memphis. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Nashville in the house, bro. My bad, bro. What's going on with you, man?
What's going on?
Trapper Man Dale, welcome to Las Vegas, man.
Man, I love Las Vegas.
Yeah, this weather's fucked up, though, right?
The weather ain't nothing right now.
God damn. You said it's warmer in Nashville right now?
It's warmer in the city right now. And it's crazy because I ain't even packed for that. I got a jersey.
Oh man, you thought you were going to the pools and shit.
Look, but it, like they in the pools right now.
Yeah.
We was just looking at me and Lance was in my room. We looking down like they literally in the pool. He said they got to be from New York.
For real, from the East Coast, huh? Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, have you been here before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how's Vegas treated you?
I mean, it's always love.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stay away from the crap tables and shit.
Right. But that's your vice.
That's
I feel you. Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't do poker. I do a little bit of poker house games, but I don't do blackjack.
But I mean, yeah, I like blackjack though.
Yeah,
like 21 and shit.
It's cool, man. It just gets boring. You know, the crap tables are too fun. Too many ways to win.
But it go quick.
Right. Let's toast up real quick. My bad. I'm already. To you, brother. Cheers. I'm gonna keep it real, bro. I had like two.
Ooh-wee.
I got here a little early. I had like two.
Had Blanco.
Yeah, I seen Don Julio's your.
I love Don Julio.
Yeah. I seen all in your videos. You talk about it a lot.
Don Julio.
You trying to get that sponsorship or what?
Yeah, I get what I take it, but we done had some terrible times too, so. So I know I had to.
Yeah. Damn, we smacked half that bottle already. I just got that before I got here.
So y'all, toast to y'all, because I know somebody too.
Yeah. What is it about Don Julio? Because I love tequila too, man.
I don't know.
It's just your thing?
Yeah, it's just my thing. Like, I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Like, when I first came home, I was going up north a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they was in a strip club. That's really what we was drinking was the Don Julio and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it, but like the Blanco, I kind of stay away from it now.
Oh,
like
you
the 42.
Told.
I'm a Don Julio man.
Okay.
I just know that right there. Yeah. It ain't
the same as the Reposado.
Nah, it's just something about that. That's quick. That's straight to the point.
I feel you, bro. Yeah. Have you ever tried Mezcal?
Nah.
Mezcal's it's like the sister or the cousin of tequila.
Yeah.
It's fire.
It's white though.
It's like the same thing. It's like they got the different ones. Yeah. So what's going on, man? You're busy, dropping a lot of music.
I've been just trying to stay active. I've been dropping some singles and like some videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just dropped this COVID video.
Saw that one.
Yeah. So me and Lane just dropped a single probably some months back. So yeah, I just been trying to drop like singles and stuff, but I've been working. Like I got a lot of projects like I can just drop, but I ain't just found something that I feel like just, you know.
Yeah, you've been pretty consistent. So is it like one album a year or one project a year type thing?
I really try to do more than that, but that just seem how it has been coming out. Like so like I think it's more like, even with the COVID thing, I think it helped us out a lot, but it's just like when you drop, you really can't just, like, sometimes you'll find yourself just in a chill mode after you drop or after you do something, and it's really just like you got to kind of keep your foot on their neck.
Right, right. Yeah, do you find yourself in that predicament as an artist, like, with all this music coming out and, the, like, all these different artists and these all this different music, and do you find yourself feeling pressure to release more music?
No, because, I mean, like, not really. The only pressure, I feel like is, like, losing your momentum, really. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as is what type of pace or whatever you got going on. Right, but, like, right. As far as I don't really stick, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I need to drop this because somebody did this or... Mm. Nah, I don't really, you know, I always say, like, when I drop shit, stop. So I know a lot of people be waiting on my music to drop, so it really be, I don't really be studying stuff. I be just trying to, like, make the craft better, really, right. Get better at what I'm doing.
Right, right. So growing up in Nashville, man, because, you know, Nashville is, what's the hip-hop scene like there? Because when you think of Nashville, you think of country music. You know, and like it's, I feel like I was thinking about it, I was like, it's kind of similar to Vegas because Vegas is kind of anti hip hop. Is it the same in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like, it's not really big or recognized like it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the Nashville scene, like, it's dope though.
Right. Does the city try to like shut down hip hop events and shit? Because they do that shit here.
Nah, they really, it's really up to the people. Hmm. You know, like, is it going to be some nonsense or not? But, I mean, like, as far as Nashville actually been doing good to me, like, as far as doing that type of stuff, they got a lot of stuff, like, they had some shit called Dope Shit Only. Mm-hmm. It was, like, just promoting up-and-coming artists. And right. It was just putting shit out there. Like, they got a lot of venues that you can do. And so I think it's really... It's just slept on, really. Mm-hmm. But if you come down, like, it's a lot of shit going on, as far as the hip-hop scene. And...
Mm-hmm. What was I going to ask you, bro? So you got with Starlito and Grind Hard. Are you guys looking to like, branch out and to and sign more artists? Like, are you looking at younger artists from your area?
I really ain't never thought about it, but, you know, it probably... At a time, it'll come to it, as far as me, as far as doing that type of stuff. But, you know, I can't speak as far as if mm-hmm. bro, you know, looking for...
Do you find yourself with your DMs full with all these...
Yeah. But I be looking, like, as far as, you know, I'm watching.
Yeah.
You, like, you can't... Talent, you know, good talent, really, it's undeniable. So, you know, you're always watching and seeing stuff. And,
Yeah, you got to put me on some, because I'm always looking for the you know, the new.
Yeah.
You feel me? And the, no better way to find good music is through word of mouth.
Yeah, you're right, though.
Who's coming up in Nashville right now that you would, that you would recommend?
Shit, I mean, well, you know, my side going crazy. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm recommending Gates, ABK Gates, Half a Key, mm-hmm. you know, like, shit like that.
Yeah.
Ski, the little Ski them, you know, they call Street Connected.
Okay.
They going out down there. Like, it's a lot of people going out down there. Yeah. Stains, it's some, you know, I could really go on and on. Yeah, the Straps, the Whams. So it's a lot of people that's really going off out there, but like Gates and Half, and mm-hmm. it's just some, you know, mm-hmm. I could be biased though.
What's the biggest difference between the music down south, where you from, and coming out here to Vegas?
The only difference is the only artist that I can actually say that I would actually come around and listen to his land.
Yeah. Landlord. Shout out Landlord, too.
Bro. Dude is nice. Listen
to
him.
You ain't got
to
tell me, bro.
He nice. So, I really just don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, you know, mm-hmm. actually, when we come out here, we at the crab tables, or mm-hmm. we touching bases with Lynn. So, I really ain't just... You know,
yeah.
Not saying that it ain't nothing going on. I just can't. Right. I just know brother really doing this thing. He nice.
Oh, for sure. Do you guys get in the studio out here?
We going to the studio when we leave here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you got planned for this year, man? Coming, like, things are starting to open up again.
Right.
Do you have shows lined up?
Nah. I don't know. I don't know nothing about that because I don't do that myself, but I mean, you know, it's
Texas
right now.
Texas is wide open.
Texas is definitely wide open, mm-hmm. and it's a big margin, too. Mm-hmm. I love Texas, too.
You got a lot of fans out there?
Yeah. We got a lot of people out in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's really just about dropping some prizes, you know.
Yeah.
That stuff, that type of stuff just come along with it. Yeah. Like, when the prize, you know, it's just about putting some work out there.
Right. Yeah, I love your last album, Fly Riz.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know what I love most about it?
What?
You didn't have one feature.
I do that sometimes.
I love that, bro.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I love that because people use the features as a cheat code a lot of times. And it gets, it's like, it's too obvious most of the time where you know it's not very organic, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get, you know, I get it. Like, features play their part, you know?
Oh, right, right.
But to do a whole album, you know, like, I think features should be more for singles. You know,
is it? I be thinking like that too, and then sometimes I just be trying to bring them in to me more. Mm-hmm. Like the Fly Riz, that project came probably out of nowhere, but it was like at some dark time type stuff. So
right.
Sometimes it's just better to, you know, go with your mood.
Right. How long does it take you to get an album done?
When I'm focused, it really don't take no time.
Yeah.
It don't take no time.
Like a week?
Yeah, it can take a week. It can take a month. It just depends on, like, you know, we got real life problems and situations out here to ourselves.
Right.
You know,
so how do you balance that? How do you balance being an artist, being in the limelight, doing social media, you know, being professional on that end, and then dealing with your real life?
It's hard. It's really hard, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to learn how to, like, balance it, so.
Right.
I really can't even answer that question. It's really hard. I just learned not to plan stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because I know stuff don't never go as planned. I just, I be going with the flow.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Cause that stress, man, that stress.
It brings so much stress on you when you get to planning all this stuff and then some stuff. And I know they be like, you know, you planning shit and, you know, stuff will fight, but I don't plan nothing. I just want to. It'll come.
Right, right. So what was the turning point where you locked in the decision that you were going to take music seriously? Like, was there a point in time or was there an event?
I probably got into a situation. And it was either probably, if that situation really didn't come out, you know, the right way, it was probably just like, I probably wouldn't be out here. And, you know, through the grace of God, shit, I am out here. So it's just like I got a second chance at it.
Right, right.
So I was just like, you know, it was just a wake-up call, really. You know, sometimes you got to be wise about some situations.
Yeah. So what was the, what was the event that, like, you went in the studio and you were like, I could do this. You listened to yourself and you liked it, or was it like
I actually always liked it. It's so hard trying to do. You trying to be in the studio and you, let's just say you got a job.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta think if you working a 9-to-5 and you trying to rap too, you working 9 hours through the day. When you come home, you can't even go home. You got to go straight to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you, like, you know, two ways. We got our foot in and foot out, so it was just like.
Yeah. Did you have any plans for your music career when you started? Like, did you see it going a certain way?
Nah, I actually was just, we was having fun with it.
Yeah.
My friend had passed and stuff, so when he passed, we were actually just making music and it just started actually circulating around, like through Nashville or through Clarksville and stuff like that, or through the surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it was just like, all right, okay.
Yeah. So you were getting some good feedback.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I might be able to do this.
Yeah, I might be. But the only thing I knew was just how to go record. Like, I was never making videos. Like, when I missed out, you were like, bro, you got music out. But you ain't got no videos. Like, you can't even put a name with a face. So I was just rapping.
Yeah.
We were just we were just actually just rapping in the studio. We weren't trying to shoot videos. We weren't on that. Just about putting it together now.
Right. Well, are the fans like, are the locals out there, are they, sounds to me like they're way, they're like they support their own out there.
You'll hear so much stuff like, there are some people that tell you that, oh man, it's favoritism. They don't support you. Man, they support it. Yeah. They support me. I don't know. I love my city. I love my city. My city love me. They support me. They support a lot of people. So I really think they supportive. It's just like people like what they like.
Right.
You really can't, sometimes you can't knock what people gravitate to.
Yeah, for sure. Like, well, I asked that question because Vegas, we had a hard time supporting our own. You know what I'm saying?
And it be like that.
Yeah, and so that's why I asked, like, in other places like Nashville, you know, that's not like this, not like in L.A. or in Atlanta or in New York, you know, if they support their own, you know, and most of the times they do, but we don't. So that's why I'm asking.
It's kind of hard. It's rocky. Like, you know, you're going to be laughed at or whatever. You got to think, like, a lot of people, they laugh at shit like it, like people actually trying to pursue something or do something.
And they don't think it's possible.
You get what I'm saying? Right. It's funny then, like, that's when it's laughed and, you know, it's frowned upon into some shit, like, you might get a little break or they might even see, like, oh, shit, this motherfucker might be.
Yeah.
Then it's a.
Then
it's,
they want
it's kind of pop. Yeah. Then you might see people start rapping.
Yeah.
People rapping now, people doing artwork, people, like, people just want to see that shit. Mm-hmm. They just want to see it could be done, I think, anyway.
No,
I
don't know, like 100%. Yeah, see it to believe it, right?
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? For yourself too. Have you been surprised with the results that you've been getting?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we could be doing anything.
Yeah.
So.
But you're in Vegas at the craps tables.
You get what I'm saying?
It's not a bad life.
Yeah. So that's why I'd be like, if a motherfucker just do this shit like every day, wake up and just, and I'm talking to myself like, got to get more, a little bit more focused, but like, it's a life though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't complain.
Right. What do you mean? What do you mean you got to get more focused?
Just like, you know, if this shit got to be every day.
Mm-hmm.
When I mean by that, like, kind of got to wake up and breathe. And just sometimes you can find yourself not probably want to go to studio, and it might be the times you just need to go.
Right.
Like, it just got to be an everyday thing. Right. You got to kind of eat, sleep, and shit this shit.
Yeah, but I would also think that you might need to live life a little bit. You know what I mean?
But you got to think, like, you're going to be, I mean, this stuff, it'll take you places that you probably just ain't never, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll live life, because I mean, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be stuck in it. I wouldn't have no reason to really be moving around.
Right,
unless it was for some other reason,
and
then you ain't really just sightseeing and, you know.
Right.
But, like,
I hear you.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So growing up, man, like, who are your inspirations as artists? Could be, you know, any genre, really.
We really didn't, like, growing up, we didn't have so much access. People were burning CDs, like, then.
They would
like,
burn the CDs?
Yeah, they was, like, burn
the CD. Oh, yeah, I got you.
But like, we, like, the Hot Boys and.
Yeah.
And. Really style, really.
Yeah,
you know,
he was
pumping his music down there, crazy.
Oh yeah, do you listen to a lot of rap now, like other artists?
Yeah, I mean,
because I got kids,
so they be listening to. I be hearing a lot of, you know.
Yeah,
but
who's your favorite right now?
I can't really say. I don't know. I listen to a lot of different stuff. I like Baby, like Lil Baby.
Yeah.
You know, the EST, the new guy they got up there with CMG.
It's hard for me to keep up, man. There's so many different artists now.
People drop, like, you can't really keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Let's shift gears off from music real quick. How did the pandemic affect you in Nashville? Are things open up down there?
Nah,
right now?
I mean, it is, but like they close early.
Mm.
They still closing early, like, you know, bars and stuff still closing at like 11.
Oh, well, that's better than Nothing, I guess, right?
Nah, cause once you get to, once you get to, that's the time people get to drinking, so they leave you here. But nah, it's it affected it a lot because everything really just closed. Even studios.
Studios closed. What?
Like they they weren't playing like because it was just like they weren't risking trying to catch it. It wouldn't even affect that the people would, know, like, they was actually, like, risking not catching it. So they was, you know, it messed a lot of, I mean, it messed a lot up because people really didn't know how serious it was.
So what is this, what do you have planned for this year? Are you dropping another project coming up, or?
I'm definitely dropping another project coming up. I'm dropping a lot of projects coming up. Me and Land probably trying to drop a project.
A collab?
So, I'm trying to drop a lot of shit this year. It's the beginning.
So what are some of the lessons you've learned, like, being in the industry and, you know, morals and different, and, you know, it's a different code of conduct in the industry with industry people and shit. What are some of the lessons you've learned over the time that you've been really active?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it the industry. I don't know.
You kind of just be to yourself a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's kind of like the streets, too. It's, I mean, you know, everybody ain't your, you know, your people but you're going to meet a lot of real solid people. I think it's about building friendship, you know, building, like, real relationships.
Yeah, how do you do that, though? You know?
I mean, it's I'm out here. Just like, I'm from you're going to know, like, I mean, you know, you're going to run across people that you're going to always, them people going to always, I done met people, that, like, with brother, like, I always keep in touch with, even when I'm not with him, just because they genuine people are, like, they people that, you know, that they have you good at heart, but, like, it's just about building relationships and just, I don't know.
It's tricky, right?
It's tricky, man.
Because you got to play that. You gotta play that game. You gotta play that dance.
Yeah, cause you really can't be caught. Yeah, man, you got to watch. Yeah, you got to watch the type of people you be around too.
Yeah. I know a lot of artists. They're so talented, man, but they don't politic enough. And you know, in the industry, it's like you kind of have to.
But it be just because of where people be from. Like, people don't be with that. A lot, I wasn't even with interviews because I always felt like it was like an integration. I'm like, bro, why is you?
But why are you asking me this shit?
I just started getting comfortable with interviews.
Right.
But like, I wasn't feeling it. Yeah. I wasn't feeling it. And it wasn't even no harm. It was just like, bro, I'm telling Lord, I'm like, bro, I don't feel it. Like, what is we talking about? You keep talking about cases, and you know what I'm saying? But it's just like you, as an artist, you actually putting yourself out there like it. So it's just like people be wanting to get to know you. So it's just you know. But at first, I wouldn't own it. I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, nobody really likes, especially as grown men. I don't like when nobody asks me.
You
shit.
Get what I'm saying?
You know, I feel you.
But yeah, like
that's why I try not to. I try to keep this as an open conversation as possible. Right. I don't like to make it feel like an interview, you know, but...
But I be telling my homeboys, politics can be the number one thing you need to be doing. Like, bro, you gotta go rub elbows with people. And they, where I was at, like, they on some, like, bro, you came... Like, bro, fuck out of there.
Good music's not enough.
Hell nah.
You know, it's not. Yeah,
you can only do so much, like, in the studio. Like, don't get me wrong, like, it can take you far, but it's a lot of things, like, outside of recording that people do.
Right.
Like, I just seen, bro... Run around, do merch, or you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's a lot of shit.
Oh, he got it at the Trump.
Yeah, but it's a lot of shit. Yeah. But it's real grind. Like, people doing that shit for real.
Yeah. No, you got to. You know, you got to stay connected to the fans. And do you do that too when you're in Nashville?
Yeah, but I don't really got no merch, but kind of like, I done seen, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I done seen a lot of people do some fucked up shit with people with merch. Like, people actually. Like, as far as even with bro, like, just being in the streets and shit. Nah,
okay, that's right.
Just, like, the merch guy, I would probably, like some people, like, certain people are, but it just had to be our internet type stuff.
Okay.
But, thing is, I can't do it. Because I got so much stuff going on, it's kind of hard trying to be doing all that. But, like, I'm saying, like, it's a full-time job.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah, and you're gonna need people.
100%, man. Did being on, did getting with Grindhard, did that make things easier for you?
Yeah, it made a lot of shit like more. Yeah, it made a lot of shit more easier just because it was taking a lot of the stuff that like I probably was trying to do myself off of me.
Yeah.
Like as far as the booking and stuff like it, like
it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And it's be a lot of stuff that you might just miss or a lot of stuff that you just ain't paying attention to. But yeah, it took a lot of.
Yeah. That's a blessing, man. I feel like Starlito's been. You learn a lot of lessons through him that he had to learn the hard way, maybe. That you can learn. You know what I'm saying? That you know.
Yeah, you can learn something off the top.
Yeah. No, I was listening to a couple interviews with you guys. I think like 2 years ago, you did some interview in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it was very evident to me that he was like, you know, he was really taking you under his wing. You know what I'm saying? How did that relationship come to be? We probably tired of talking about this shit, huh?
Nah, I don't even talk about it enough, but,
just through that album, right? The,
Hot Chicken. You talking about the Hot Chicken? Yeah, he ended up doing the Hot Chicken stuff. And I think my homeboy, like, Big Rick, he just passed. He was doing a lot to him and I think they was going on their stepbrother's tour, him and Don Tripp. And I think they was playing, like, a lot of my music, like, while they was on the road.
So you had this City Hot at that time?
Yeah. But that was on some stuff like, who the fuck is that? He ain't even shooting video. But I end up on the news, though. So
Can we get to the bottom of the story?
Yeah, like, when I end up on the news, it was just some whole wild freak shit, really. Okay. I mean,
so how did you what transpired to get you to the news?
I mean, we had a show, we had a show, and it was just like, you know, it was some push come to shove. After the show, it was some shooting and stuff, and you know, somebody ended up, you know, it was a somebody ended up getting killed.
So you're performing?
Yeah, we ended up performing. Right. Yeah, okay. We was performing but like. After the whole thing, and when I wake up, I'm the only person on the news.
Right, because
like,
you're performing and shit.
Nah, it was a whole lot of performing, but they just followed me to the. It was just basically it was just a shootout. It was just a whole misunderstanding. But it was self defense. But when I end up on the news, like that's when I kind of heard from bro, like you know.
Yeah. He reached out to you.
Yeah. We kind of chopped it up and stuff.
And what was that conversation like?
Just kind of telling me I had a lot going on as far as like the music and stuff. And with that kind of popping up, you know, it was just like, shoot, if you can get over your head or if it do get, you know, you kind of need to watch what you want to do in life or what you want to pick, you know, because you ain't going to get too many chances. And I kind of ran with that shit when you know, after that shit passed over.
Yeah,
it was just like, it was time to lock in. It's either that or you're going to end up somewhere you don't even want to be.
Right. So did he tell you, did he just tell you like, hey, come over here and rock with us?
Yeah, we had dinner and just, we kind of chopped it up and shit.
Yeah.
And,
that's a blessing, man, That's crazy.
We chopped it up, he was just, you know, it was on some real shit. So it was more like he kind of warned me and went. When we kind of, you know, ate and really chopped it up.
Yeah.
It really wasn't even no more come over here type stuff. He kind of was just talking, really.
Really?
Wasn't even talking about, that wasn't even on the table.
Right.
So, yeah. Kind of kept in touch after that, and he was making that Hot Chicken album. And he was bringing a lot of artists from Nashville that was kind of doing their thing and stuff. And he put me on there and just kind of rocked after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, that's like one of the universe works in weird ways, you know.
It do though.
You know what I'm saying? And you never know who's really listening.
Yeah.
You never know how close you are to changing your life and shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So do you think about that whole situation a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think about like if that didn't happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's actually like, it kind of be like, you know, like if it was kind of, if that really wouldn't, because, you know, when I was putting you on the news, it wouldn't, that wasn't the case. It wasn't no personal self defense or something like it. They wasn't talking about no stuff like it. They were talking about, look, we need to talk. Who is dude right here? We need to talk to him. Certainly, Ifto was just like, you like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah, that was a wake up call though.
I bet. Fuck. God yeah, damn. It sounds intense.
Oh, one of them. Man. So you kind of got the yeah. So I be always saying, like, the studio saved my life. So I kind of got a different passion for it.
Do you have like full time access to a studio? Like you can go wherever, whenever you want.
I go no.
Oh, that's dope. And are you like the kind of guy that works with? Because I know you work with Bandplay.
Yeah.
A lot. Right? Yeah, I work with Bandplay. Is that you still do?
Yeah, I still work with Bam. You in the kitchen. Shit, you can't catch him now.
Yeah.
That motherfucker be gone.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have like a certain person you work with, or is
I kinda be like, I keep everything, like, I don't really move around. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep everything kinda in house. I was working with this guy named Tom over at Altru. But now I work with like Cyrene. I think he signed the Street Orders. I think he signed the band.
Okay.
But I've been working with him. He dope, though.
Yeah. Out there in Nashville?
Yeah, Nashville. Yeah.
So you still live there?
Yeah.
Do you ever plan on moving out?
Yeah, I done thought about it.
Yeah. Do you feel conflicted because it's your hometown? And
I just don't. I know when I move, I just know I ain't coming back.
Yeah. Well, they got suburbs out there, right?
Yeah, they got some.
You know, little towns outside, right?
But the suburbs, you got people, they crazy, man. They crazy. Yeah. You got to find the right suburbs.
Why don't you move out here, man?
It's too expensive.
Is it? Oh, it's cheap in Kentucky, huh?
It's
cheap in Kentucky, huh? I mean, it's Kentucky. Listen, my bad. One of my friends is from Kentucky.
I love Kentucky. Listen,
yeah.
Kentucky, actually, shit, it is cheaper in Kentucky, though. But Nashville, it's cheap down there too. It's good. It's just, it depends on where you at, though.
Yeah, it's obvious I don't travel much, so I'm getting all my steaks and shit fucked up.
But
why don't you think it's more expensive out here? It's pretty cheap out here. People say
I'm saying like the type of habits, like it's over.
Oh, the craps tables.
Because after about a year, you just ride past them casinos.
They don't have casinos out there, huh?
Nah, we ain't got it. You got to drive. Then you got to drive an hour. Them slots. Then you drive your nut out. You can get on the cramps or something like that.
A lot of people can't handle Vegas, bro.
Nah, Vegas will make you lose your whole home.
It'll make you lose everything, bro. I know. It's crazy. I mean, I had a problem too, bro. I had a problem with blackjack. That's why I hate blackjack. I had a problem. I went broke like probably three times playing blackjack when I was 21.
For real?
Yeah, I was like, I was just, you know, because I always worked in the, restaurants and stuff, so we would just get tips and cash every day. You know what I mean? So I would just go down to the casino.
And just blow it.
Sometimes I would triple my day, and sometimes I would, you know. But that's the life, you know. Vegas is like it's an interesting town, man. It's a different world out here. It's a different world for sure. Have you ever done a show out here? You performed out here?
Nah, we ain't done nothing out here like it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just be coming out here, moving around like, you know, I done shot some videos and stuff out here.
Yeah.
But see, like, if it went for land, I wouldn't see the other shit.
Yeah.
The part of Vegas, you feel me?
Yeah, the real Vegas.
Yeah, people coming down here shooting casinos and crabs. It's a whole different bog.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But Vegas raw.
Yeah.
They raw, man. They cold. They cold out here, bro.
Yeah, we got everything cold. Every other city got, really.
Nah, yeah, they cold out here.
It's a crazy town, man. You should move out here, man. Just find a spot deep in Summerlin, you know, out the way. LA's right up the street.
I've been thinking about Texas or Atlanta, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just because I know it's just, you know, I know I'll get some work, you know.
Right.
Like some work done as far as just.
Yeah. So being an artist, especially being a rapper, is a dangerous job these days. Do you think about that in the way you move and everything?
Yeah, sometimes.
It depends.
Like when you at home more.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when you away, you kind of know what's going on with people. Kind of,
yeah,
or bum down on you. And,
yeah.
But like at home, it's kind of, you more alert like when you're in your own city. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Most definitely.
People start looking at you different?
Not even that. It's just all type of games can be played.
Yeah.
In the city more than just like being away.
Right.
You subject to meet people that really is fond of your music. Mm-hmm. And like
the opposite.
Like, yeah. But like, yeah, it's, you more alert, like probably in the city type stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's like the thing, right? That's why I asked you if you were gonna move out, you know?
Yeah.
Because you get to a certain level, and then it's like I don't even feel safe in my own hometown anymore. That's why I think Vegas might be a good spot for you, bro. Just saying.
It don't even be just feeling, saying. As far as not feeling safe, it just be like you probably never know what go on.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you feel at home. I mean, you know, you always feel at home at home.
Yeah.
You feel me? Even if you're going through some shit with people.
Yeah.
It ain't enough to be like,
right,
I'm finna dip. But when you doing music, you don't know like who don't like you type stuff.
Yeah.
Now that's the type of stuff you be like, ah, oh, shit. I don't even know them people.
Right. All right, man. Well, I think that we're about out of hour already. Shit.
Yeah, man.
What
time we going to see? Okay. Yeah, we are.
Okay. Well, you got plenty of time. Is there anything else you want to chop it up about? Or?
Done chop it up about everything.
When is this next album dropping?
That's the thing. I'm going to keep it real, man. I don't even know. I can't even put a date on it. Okay. I wouldn't even lie to the people.
Yeah.
It's just like, it could be tomorrow.
Coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Is it ready? Is it all packaged up and everything?
I actually got a lot of shit put up, so I could put some stuff together. It's just something I'm just like not ready to drop.
How do you think about your releases? Is it just when it feels right?
Yeah, you kind of know.
Or is it
always, yeah, sometimes you kind of know. It's just like when people put projects together, they know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming through, man. This was great talk, man. Great to get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely.
Anytime you come to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. My door's always open for you, bro.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Anything you got? Hey, I need some merch, though.
I'm going to get on that.
I need some merch, man.
I'm going to get on that.
For sure. All right, brother. Till next time, man.
All right, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That Don, goddamn it, going to do what it is, son. Hey, that Don Julio.